Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, Describing Your Peaceful Escape. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've encountered numerous candidates struggling to effectively describe their favorite quiet places. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to excel when asked to describe a place where you like to go to escape the noise, providing you with valuable insights and strategies to boost your IELTS speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner typically asks general questions about your background and familiar topics. Here are some questions you might encounter related to quiet places. Do you prefer noisy or quiet places? Where do you usually go to relax? Is it easy to find quiet places in your city? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Do you prefer noisy or quiet places? Sample answer. To be honest, I have a strong preference for quiet places. While I can appreciate the energy of bustling environments on occasion, I find that I'm most at peace and productive in tranquil settings. The absence of noise allows me to gather my thoughts and recharge, which is essential for my overall well-being. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare and then speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a place where you like to go to escape the noise. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you like to go there to escape the noise. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a serene botanical garden in my city that I often visit to escape the hustle and bustle of urban life. This oasis of tranquility is located on the outskirts of town, about a 20-minute drive from my home. I make it a point to visit this garden at least once a week, usually on weekends when I need to unwind and recharge after a hectic work week. The moment I step into the garden, I'm enveloped by a sense of calm that's hard to find elsewhere in the city. When I'm there, I engage in various activities that help me reconnect with nature and myself. I often take leisurely strolls along the winding paths, admiring the diverse flora and listening to the gentle rustling of leaves. Sometimes, I find a quiet bench where I can sit and read a book or practice mindfulness meditation. What I appreciate most about this place is its ability to provide a much-needed respite from the constant noise pollution that pervades urban environments. The garden acts as a natural sound barrier, muffling the distant city sounds and replacing them with the soothing melodies of birdsong and trickling water features. This auditory shift allows me to clear my mind and regain a sense of inner peace. Moreover, the garden's lush greenery and vibrant colors have a calming effect on my senses, helping to reduce stress and anxiety. It's a place where I can disconnect from technology and the demands of daily life, allowing me to return to my routine, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. In essence, this botanical garden serves as my personal sanctuary, offering a perfect blend of natural beauty and tranquility that's essential for maintaining my mental well-being in today's fast-paced world. Follow-up questions. How has this place changed over time? Do you think it's important for cities to have quiet spaces like this? Sample answer for question 2. Absolutely. I believe it's crucial for urban areas to incorporate and preserve quiet spaces like botanical gardens or parks. These tranquil environments serve multiple vital functions in our increasingly hectic cities. Firstly, they act as green lungs for the urban landscape, improving air quality and providing a habitat for local flora and fauna. This ecological benefit is essential for maintaining biodiversity within city limits. Secondly, these spaces offer significant mental health benefits to city dwellers. In our fast-paced, technology-driven world, having access to peaceful areas allows people to disconnect, de-stress, and recharge. This can lead to improved overall well-being and productivity. Moreover, quiet spaces in cities promote social cohesion and community engagement. They provide neutral grounds where people from diverse backgrounds can interact, relax, and enjoy shared experiences in nature. Lastly, from an urban planning perspective, incorporating green, quiet spaces enhances the livability and attractiveness of a city. This can have positive economic impacts, such as increased property values and tourism. In conclusion, I firmly believe that quiet spaces are not just amenities, but necessities in modern urban design. They play a crucial role in creating balanced, healthy, and sustainable cities that cater to the holistic needs of their inhabitants. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's a sample question and response. Examiner, how do you think noise pollution affects people's quality of life in cities? Sample answer, band 8-9. Noise pollution in urban areas can have a profound and multifaceted impact on people's quality of life. It's an often overlooked form of environmental stress that can lead to various physical and psychological issues. Firstly, prolonged exposure to high noise levels can result in hearing problems, ranging from temporary threshold shifts to permanent hearing loss. This not only affects individuals' ability to communicate, but can also impact their overall well-being and job performance. Moreover, noise pollution has been linked to increased stress levels and sleep disturbances. The constant bombardment of urban sounds can elevate cortisol levels, leading to anxiety, irritability, and decreased cognitive function. Poor sleep quality due to nighttime noise can result in fatigue, decreased productivity, and a higher risk of accidents. There's also growing evidence suggesting a correlation between noise pollution and cardiovascular issues. Studies have shown that living in noisy environments can lead to elevated blood pressure and a higher risk of heart disease. From a social perspective, excessive noise can hinder community interaction and cohesion. It may discourage people from spending time outdoors or engaging in conversations, leading to a sense of isolation even in densely populated areas. Additionally, noise pollution can have economic repercussions. Property values in excessively noisy areas tend to be lower, and businesses may suffer if customers find the environment unpleasant. To mitigate these effects, urban planners and policymakers need to prioritize noise reduction strategies. This could include implementing stricter regulations on noise levels, investing in sound-absorbing infrastructure, and creating more green spaces that act as natural noise buffers. In conclusion, addressing noise pollution is crucial for improving the overall quality of life in cities. It's not just about creating a more pleasant environment, but about safeguarding public health, fostering social connections, and ensuring sustainable urban development. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: oasis of tranquility, tranquity, noun phrase, a peaceful place that provides relief from stress or difficulty. Example, the botanical garden is an oasis of tranquility in the heart of the bustling city. To unwind, verb, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example, I like to unwind by taking a quiet walk in nature after a long day at work. Respite, a short period of rest or relief from something difficult or unpleasant. Example, the quiet park offers a welcome respite from the constant noise of urban life. To disconnect, disverb, to separate or isolate oneself from something, especially technology or stressful situations. Example, I go to the mountains to disconnect from technology and reconnect with nature. Profound impact, noun phrase, a deep or significant effect. Example, noise pollution can have a profound impact on people's mental and physical health. Multifaceted, multstit adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, the effects of urban noise on quality of life are multifaceted, affecting health, work, and social interactions. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when describing quiet places, use descriptive language, paint a vivid picture with your words. Use adjectives and sensory details to bring your description to life. Vary your vocabulary, avoid repetition by using synonyms and different phrases to express similar ideas. Structure your answer. Organize your thoughts logically, using discourse markers to connect ideas smoothly. Provide personal insights. Don't just describe the place, explain its significance to you and how it affects your well-being. Practice speaking fluently. Work on reducing hesitations and filler words to maintain a natural, confident flow of speech. Develop your ideas. In part 3, demonstrate critical thinking by considering multiple perspectives and providing well-reasoned opinions. By following these tips and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well-equipped to tackle questions about quiet places in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice is key to improving your speaking skills and confidence. For more tips on describing peaceful places, check out our guide on how to describe a place you feel at peace. And if you're interested in creating a calming environment at home, don't miss our article on how to create a stress-free home environment.